Blog Talk Radio.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Well, welcome to Rated G Radio, everybody. I think that intro is just a little bit better. Last night, I was telling the story that I redid the intro music for the show in the studio yesterday, and I had played it when Mary Lou Monroe Ray was on the show last night, and it just sounded really, it didn't sound right. So I went back to the studio today, and I said, Brian, what the heck is going on? He goes, does your show broadcast in stereo or mono? And I said, I don't have a clue. And he said, let's press some buttons and just play around with it. So hopefully that sounded a little bit better. But that's going to be the new flagship greeting for 2015, and I'm thrilled that you are hearing it here first tonight. I also replaced the batteries in my headset yesterday, so all the listeners, and Jeff, when you come on in just a second, if I sound weird, I need you to tell me, because on my end, I sound weird. But everybody else is telling me that it's okay. But that is the lovely realities of wearing a headset when you do the show. So tell me if it sounds weird. I don't know what to do, because I've adjusted everything, but at least I'll know that you think I'm weird, too. We're going to bring Tarot Jeff on in just a moment, and I'm thrilled to have him back. Last week, we had people calling in out the door, around the block, and down to the bus stop and back. And so I just want to thank everybody who called last week. If we missed you last week, I hope that you have also emailed Jeff to schedule a private appointment. You can also do that, you know, if you've gotten through but you wanted to ask more questions or just spend more time. And Jeff, when we bring him on, we'll talk about some of his specialties and the things that he does to help people. So he does so much more than just tarot card reading. So if you want to call and schedule something specifically with him, you can do that. But email him at tarotjeff@gmail.com. He normally charges $120 for his hour session. He gives you 25% off as a listener to the show. So you get that normally $120 hour for 90, so he gives you a little bit off. And also, he gives Rated G Radio listener-only 30-minute sessions for $50. He never does 30 minutes for anybody, but he will if you are a listener. So you can always dip your toe in the pond a little bit to kind of get a feel for how it is. And then when you realize how spectacular it is, I'm going back for my hour. So do that. Plus, the holidays are coming up. You may want to just, you know, do that for, you know, family and friends that you actually like. So before I bring Jeff on, we always do the little disclaimer for Tarot Tuesdays, and this is just so we cover our bases and, you know, you don't come back and, you know, sue us for going and blowing your retirement funds on, you know, seahorses or something like that, because Tarot Jeff will not tell you to do that. So here you go, folks. And then we're going to bring him on. A tarot reading is like a map describing how the road ahead may appear at this moment in time. It is not set in stone. It does not tell you what you have to do. Your choices are always up to you. If you shift your path, the road ahead will also shift, likely. It is also possible that a curve appears up ahead that was not visible at the moment of the reading. Energy is always changeable. A reading by a well-experienced reader offers guidance for making wise choices based on the lay of the cards. Tonight's show is for entertainment purposes only. That means you got to be 18 years of age or older to call in. And finally, a tarot reading is never a substitute for medical, psychological, financial, or legal counseling. The information provided in a tarot reading is not legally binding. You agree to take full responsibility and to bear all liability for your interactions with the advisor and the results thereof. Okay, with that, Tarot Jeff, welcome back to Rated G Radio. How are you tonight?
Brother Miller, I'm just having a time of my life today. How are you? How about you?
I'm doing awesome. I love having you here. We had so much fun last week, and we've already got a bunch of people that have called in tonight. So if we haven't gotten to you yet and we haven't screened your call, hang tight, because I'll do that as soon as we start with the first couple of callers. But how's your week been so far?
So far, so good. We had a wonderful time walking down the pier today, seeing the sunset, and meeting some nice folks down there. So that was a good day. The week is... the week in the world has begun a little unusually, as we all know, and I would just like to cast out a little thought to everybody. Hate never solved anything. I don't care what side of the argument anybody's on. Hate doesn't solve the problem. That's all I got to say about that. So.
Well, should we just jump right in, and I'll greedily ask for my one card that I get tonight?
My friend, your one card tonight is the Page of Swords.
Cool.
What we got?
What does that mean?
Well, yeah, And this is nice. This is a little different for you because a lot of times you get cups. A lot of times you're about the emotions. A lot of times you're about your energy, the wands. But here we have the swords for you tonight. Swords are about your mental process, how you think, how you define yourself logically. So this is, and I'm not indicating, Garrett, that you don't think of that you're deficient in the mental process here because you don't get those cards, but just you're dominant from your heart and from your energy. And now here we have the Page of Swords. And so what the Page of Swords is asking you to do is to think about what you want. You've been coming from your heart for a long time, and of course that's one of the things that I always recommend, come from your heart first. But now it's time to bring some logic into this. And whatever the process is, whatever your project is this week, whatever is going on, ask yourself, does it make sense logically to do what you're doing? Or ask yourself, what is the next logical step now? Because you've invested a lot of your heart and soul into the, and really a lot of your personal energy is going into your path right now, Garrett. I see it every day. Watching you on Facebook, and it's just amazing the things that you've accomplished in a very, very short period of time. Now it's time to engage the brain a little bit. So this week, ask yourself, what's the logic? What's the next logical step? All right?
How appropriate for today. And everybody, Jeff is not only a good friend, he's a neighbor, but I don't see Jeff. I talk to Jeff on the show once a week when we do this. I rarely get a chance to see him or interact, so it's not like he's got any kind of inside track. That is just like spot on. So now I'm going to have to find you out in the courtyard and visit with you. So
we will have to do that. We're overdue.
I think we're going to have something set up on December 6th, but you'll have to check with your lovely wife.
I'll do that.
Okay. So are we ready for our first caller tonight?
I think we are.
I think we are, too. And without further ado, I'm going to welcome Sharon back to the show. Sharon, thanks for calling back. You're live with Tarot Jeff.
Hi.
Hello. Sharon, how are you?
Oh, goodness, I'm first, too.
Yes,
hi.
First.
Happy holidays, first of all.
Thank you very much.
Oh, greetings. You know, my question to you is this evening is, I have an interview tomorrow. I know, the day before Thanksgiving. Can you believe it?
Nice.
And
good plan.
Yeah. What I know, but they, yeah, and I didn't expect to hear anything over the thing. It's when you least expect things. You know, when you anticipate nothing's going to happen, it does. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. 100%. Sharon, right now, I'll tell you, astrologically speaking, I know we're doing tarot cards, but astrologically speaking, there's some real interesting energies going on out there right now, and there's unexpected things happening, and they're kind of at odds with each other. And so we're seeing it play out on the national scene. We're seeing it playing out on the domestic scene a little bit. So I'm going to kind of warn you a little bit about this interview, and the cards that I've just pulled for you are going to give you some really, really good advice here. And so let me get to
Thank
those
you.
As well. But I wanted to get that astrological stuff in there, too, because it's a wonky world right now. And it's not going to be this way. It's not going to last, right? But it's, for the next week or so, astrologically speaking, try not to get into too many sticky wickets, okay? So your first card tonight, Sharon, is the Nine of Swords. I'm going to describe the card to you because it's an interesting picture. It's a man, or it could be a woman, waking up in bed. They're sitting up in bed. They have their head in their hands, and it looks like they're kind of sad about something. On the back wall behind them hangs nine swords. The swords are all pointing in a certain direction. Now, swords, like I was saying earlier to Garrett, these represent your mental process, how you think about things. Nines represent conclusion, fulfillment. What was once happening is now finishing. You began something in the past. It's now coming to a conclusion.
It happened Friday. My contract job ended. You're right.
Yeah. And so what happens then sometimes is you look at the picture and you think, oh no, this might be a bad thing. The card might represent something bad somehow. But really, it just represents that moment of uncertainty before you know what your next step is. And so the brain oftentimes stops you. The brain says, now, wait a minute. Hold on. what are we going to do now? And the brain can really give you the night sweat and wake you up in the middle of the night going, what, why is, what, how? And really, let's go to the next card, okay? Because that's the major arcana. It's the Temperance card. And so this is a really, really interesting card. It's also sort of about that getting control of your thoughts kind of a situation. Temperance represents prudence, being a prudent individual. It represents self-control. It represents planning ahead. But it's a major arcana. So before you go into this interview tomorrow, you know, what I don't want for you tonight, Sharon, is a sleepless night because you want to go in fresh. But sometimes you've got a lot of energy going on about a certain situation. So if you find yourself awake tonight, just sit down with a pencil and paper. And really, I do recommend like a pencil and paper, pen and paper, a crayon and paper, whatever. But putting your hand, not the computer, putting your hand writing on the page, that has some kind of an energy to it that helps you create what you're looking for. It helps you get out your true energetic thought, so and emotion at the same time. So if you find yourself awake tonight, then sit down and just write down what exactly it is that you want. What do you want from this next position? If you're not happy with the interview that you're going to, what next? But lead from not your head so much, but from your heart, okay? Except that the third card is the King of Swords. And you don't get a whole lot more yangy than the King of Swords. It's not just that he's a male king. He's got this sword that he's gripping, pointing directly up. It's erected, the phallic symbol. And what you're looking at with his sword is this is the rule. This is the thing that's going to cut. All the red tape is going to cut everything away that you don't want. But you got to get to that point first. So the Temperance card is kind of giving you that ability to go to your heart because it's the figure in the Temperance card is pouring from one cup to another cup, water from another cup from one cup to another cup. So we've got overthinking things tonight. Get into your heart a little bit with the Temperance card, and by tomorrow, the next day, you're going to have a lot going on in your head that's going to be just cutting through all the BS, all the stuff that you don't need, and you should be all right. Now, I'm not seeing clear how this interview is going to go for you. What I am seeing is the advice for you.
Okay.
Don't let your thoughts keep you up all night. Get into your heart, lead with your heart, but then show them how smart you are in the interview tomorrow. All right?
Okay.
All right.
There you go, Sharon.
Yeah.
And we want you to call back next week and say that you got the job and a big fat raise.
I know. I had one Monday, too. Okay, thank you so much, both of you, okay?
Thanks, Sharon. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you.
Okay, and our next call comes from Andy. Andy, welcome back to the show. You are live with Tarot Jeff.
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call.
Hello, Andy. How are you tonight?
Good. Happy holidays to everybody.
Happy holidays to you, too, my friend. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I have quite a bit of change that's coming soon to a theater near me. And
okay.
I am going to be starting a new job. I have a mentor who's departing. I'm going to have to find a new one. But I'm going to have to initiate some changes in some personal areas, personal life stuff. And kind of just wondering the best timing. I get an idea of when the best timing is, but just curious as to any hints from the tarot.
Okay, so in terms of timing, I don't know that I've got. I'm going to go through the cards here, Andy, and then as we do this, I may have a little bit of a hit about the timing, but I'm not seeing that right this second. But what I am seeing is kind of some clarity for you here. And I'm going to ask you a question between the second and the third card. But the very first card is a major arcana, and the major arcana here is the World card, which is the last card in the major arcana. So I always describe that the major arcana is the path or a roadway. So from zero, which is the Fool card, that's the beginning, to number 21, the World card, that's the successful completion of the journey. So you've really gone through a major a major situation here, and you've come to the conclusion of it in a satisfactory way. Now, you may not necessarily feel satisfied about that, but energetically, karmically, what this card is saying to you is, you've done okay. And you've passed some of the tests, some of the karmic tests, and now you're ready to make the next step. So your second card is the Four of Cups. This is a really interesting card to me, because the Three of Cups is three women dancing around, and they're very happy. So the Four of Cups is the next one, and it's a person sitting under a tree looking at three empty cups. Their arms are crossed, they're pouting a little bit, and right next to them, out of thin air, there's a cloud with a hand coming out and handing them the fourth cup. And I just, this card is always so interesting to me, because inevitably what happens to the person that gets this card is something comes to them out of thin air, something that it's like they've always wanted something, or they've had a desire for something for some period of time. And it could be something major, it could be something minor. It's rarely a possession, it's usually a position or some kind of a relationship. And just kind of out of the thin air, something is offered to them, or it just sort of appears, and they go, wow, that, you know, where did that come from? Because they're sort of pouting, because this is all I got, I just got these three cups. And whereas most people would be happy with the three cups, you're going to get something that's going to make you happier, or at least be more in line with your heart, what your heart's desire is. Now, you said, while you were introducing your topic here, you said you're going to have to find a new mentor, okay? The question that I have for you, and you don't have to answer this, because we don't have time to go real deep on this. This is something we would explore a lot deeper if we were doing a private reading here. But my question to you is, why do you need a mentor? Why do you need another mentor? You've had a mentor up to this point in time. They're becoming not your mentor, although I don't think you're done with that person. But why do you think you need a mentor anymore? Why can't you become a mentor to someone else? Now, that's something you have to ponder a little bit. But the third card, the reason I ask you that question is, the third card is another major arcana. It's the Two, and it is the High Priestess. Now, this represents you as you are now. And that's balanced yin energies. It's a spiritual approach to life. That High Priestess is a beautiful, beautiful card. And it doesn't indicate to me that you need a mentor.
And it's just the requirements of the school.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, but I want you to be thinking about yourself more as the High Priestess and less as someone who needs a mentor. The requirements that you're being placed under are artificial requirements. They're there for a specific purpose. They're there to quantify things that can't be quantified. And that's all it is. That's all it is. You have to stop thinking about yourself as something that needs to be quantified, and you have to start thinking about yourself as above that, okay? Because that High Priestess tells me an awful lot about you, all right? Now, that's all the time we've got for you tonight on the radio.
Great.
If you
Thank
go
you so much.
This, just let me know, okay?
Okay. Thanks so much.
High Priestess,
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Andy. You're a High Priestess. Woo! Okay. Happy Thanksgiving to
Happy
you.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
There we go. Okay, so that was Andy, and thanks to Sharon for being our first caller tonight. Our next caller is actually Clara, and she's calling from Peru tonight.
Hello, Jeff. Okay. How are you? This is Clara,
good.
And I'm calling you from Lima, Peru.
How is Lima, Peru tonight?
Actually, it should be warmer, and it's a little bit cold and humid.
Okay.
I think California has the good weather.
We do have the good weather right now. Yes.
Yeah, you stole the good weather from Peru. So from Lima.
We'll be giving it back in a couple of days. We've got some storms moving in.
I hope.
So what can we do for you tonight?
I want to know if love is in my future, in the near future.
Here's what I see for you. The first card that comes up is called the Hermit card, and that's a major arcana. So what I'm seeing right now, if I were just to read that one card for you, is I'm not seeing anybody in the nearest future. Now, this isn't, and before you despair, the rest of the cards kind of give us a different path on this. But for the near future, this is a major arcana, and it shows you more as alone, solitary. Now, what I always say about that in these situations is this. Being alone doesn't necessarily mean that you're lonely. Being alone is sometimes that moment where you get to recharge your energies, kind of think about things a little bit, check out how you feel about yourself, maybe shift things around, change your hairstyle, just do something for yourself. And that Hermit card, there's a lot to this card, but I think just for this reading alone, we're going to say alone for the near future. Now, we have the Eight of Pentacles as your second card. The Eight of Pentacles shows an accomplished craftsman, someone who's very, very skilled at what they do, but they're working by themselves. And so, again, this is a little bit about, Pentacles is about the things that represent you on the earth. So anything you say my about, my car, my clothes, my house, my hairstyle keeps coming up in my imagery here with you tonight. So maybe it's your hairstyle. Maybe you're going to change your hairstyle. Maybe you're going to dye your hair a bright blue or a bright purple or something like that. But no, I don't really see that. But these two cards together show that you're going to be alone for a little bit, but you're going to be working on something that improves your physical situation, something about yourself, something about your possessions, your form, your how you dress yourself, something along those lines. Now, the third card that we have tonight for you, friend, is the Star card. This is another major arcana. You have two major arcanas out of three here, and that Star card is beautiful, beautiful thing, because it's about your gifts. It's about things that your insights, things that are revealed to you in darker times. And so I think what's going to happen here is you're going to transform a little bit. Now, the major arcana sort of indicates that it's going to be a big thing and maybe there's a lot going on. I'm not sure that I really sense personally a big change in store for you at this point in time. My sense of it is more that you're going to fine-tune things. That you're going to say, this about myself and that about myself doesn't work, and so I'm going to change those things. But now, to your question, do I see romance in your nearest future? I don't. But it's not because of anything that you lack or anything else. It's just the way the energy is right now, and it's time to turn your attention to yourself. Okay?
Okay. I kind of thought that. I kind of feel it, too. I kind of, for the first time, I'm enjoying to be by myself.
Okay.
So I just wanted to hear a little bit more.
Yeah.
I think everything you said is pretty right on the spot. Okay, yes. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Barbara. Have a great evening.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Bring back to Orange County. Bye-bye. Okay, so that was clear. We're going to take a quick question out of the Blog Talk chat room tonight. And the question comes from Anne. And Anne's question is, she has a male friend. She says, how soon will we have consistent communication? We had a good connection, but 3 weeks ago something happened. He only talks in email and only in a few words.
Anne, it's kind of an interesting situation here because Your very first card is the Five of Pentacles. The Five of Pentacles represents change. It represents change in your physical world. And it's not necessarily a happy change. As I look at the card itself isn't very happy. The picture shows a woman walking through the snow, barefoot through the snow, and she's got a crippled boy hobbling next to her. So it's a very Dickens kind of a situation there. Now, a lot of times what that represents is wintertime. They are headed towards light, though. They're headed towards a warm building, ultimately. At least that's my interpretation of the card. And And yet, there's this moment of time where they're very sad, they're very depressed, they're kind of in a low state, and things are going to change for them. But they've got to walk through this cold, snowy world a little bit before that happens. Now, the second card is the Ten of Cups. Not too many cards are as happy as the Ten of Cups. It shows a family, they're dancing under a rainbow. The ten represents that they finished something and they're going to start something new. And without a longer conversation with you, it's a little difficult to go too deep here. But I just have a sense that maybe there's a bigger change happening here for you, and that if you can move past this relationship, and I'm not saying it's over, because, again, not enough details here, but my sense is that the relationship has shifted dramatically. It may be a situation where the relationship is over, and you sort of have to acknowledge that. As you do, then things will start to change for you. You're going to be a happier person. The third card that you have, Anne, is the Lover's card. Now, there's a lot of ways to read that. And this could quite easily mean that this person is going to be coming back to you soon, that there's a lot of changes going on. You could easily read it like that. My sense, though, is that there's a deeper change going on in your life, and maybe you moving on will result in some happiness for you beyond what you expected, beyond what you can anticipate. So keep your options open, Anne, okay? Because that Lover's card is a very, very powerful card. You're going 5-10 on the tarot cards, the Five of Pentacles, the Ten of Cups, and then all of a sudden, wham, that Lover's card comes up. And honestly, my friend, that does not come up all that often in readings. So that's what we got for you tonight, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Anne, for the question out of the Blog Talk chat room. And our next call is coming in off of Skype, and it's coming from Karen. Karen, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hi, Karen.
Currently, not as yet, but I'm going to start job searching.
Karen, I'm not reading.
Our connection is really bad on there,
okay,
Karen.
Hold on. 1 second. Let me just get up. Okay. Let me just go to another. Can you hear me now?
I try.
Okay, hold on. What about now?
Okay. Say how now, Brown Cow or something like that, so we can test the static here.
Okay. Testing 1, 2, 3.
There we
testing
go. You're
one,
live,
two,
Karen.
Three.
Go ahead.
Okay. Great. Anyway, let's start over again. How are you tonight?
Good.
Okay, I have a quick question in regards to employment. Currently, I am temping for an AI. I do temp work, and my assignment might come to an end in December.
Okay.
Do you see that assignment ending? And if so, do you see a new assignment right away?
I see that assignment ending in December and a new assignment coming right away. Here's what I see. I see the Wheel of Fortune card comes up. So that really does indicate that it is quite likely that is going to end. I think you already know the answer to that question. It's coming to an end. The Wheel of Fortune turns, and then things have to shift for you. You move forward or you move backwards based on your choices in this case. But I think you're going to be moving forward. Your second card is the Two of Pentacles. Twos represent balance. They represent duality. So I think you're probably going to be offered two jobs right after that. There's some balance that happens in this situation. I think there's going to be two offerings that occur at this moment in time. But twos are also a smaller number in the tarot deck. And so it may be that there's smaller positions or shorter jobs. And again, we're pressed on time here tonight, but that's kind of my sense of things, is if there's going to be two offers or there'll be smaller, shorter jobs. Now, the moon comes up as your third card, the major arcana, the moon. And what I like about this is I like the fact that it represents spiritual insight, it represents strong yin energy. The unfortunate thing that I have to say about that is it does sort of represent a fallow period, an area where you're sleeping for a little bit at the nighttime, a point in time where you have time to reflect. Now, December is certainly that type of a month for half of the globe. I assume you're calling from the United States. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, it's the short days of December, you know, and so it gets very dark. You may be offered a job, a position that takes place more in the evening than in the daytime. So that might be the answer to that card. What I'm not seeing is I'm not seeing a definitive answer saying, yes, you will be offered something in December. But this is what I'm looking for is I'm looking for something in that month. And this is what I've got is the moon. So it may be a fallow period. It may be that you don't get something really permanent right away. And I know you said you're doing temporary jobs, but you know what I mean, a long-term temporary job. You may have two smaller jobs to do, and then there may be a moment where it's kind of dark, where there's no activity at all. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't mean stop looking. That doesn't mean don't move ahead. It just means don't despair. That's just what the energy of the card is saying for you at the moment. And I would say, just keep casting around, but don't become desperate about things, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Cool. Thanks for the call, Karen. And our next caller is Erica. Erica, you are live with Tarot Jeff. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I'm currently taking that pre-handlers card test, and I don't know, the questions are pretty funny because they're obvious, but I don't know, it cracks me up. Yeah.
Hello, Erica.
Hi.
So you're cracking yourself up,
Yeah, because the questions are basic, common knowledge, you know, and mm-hmm. It's funny, some of their options that they try to trick us with. I don't know.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Erica, what's your question for Tarot Jeff?
Yeah. I was kind of wondering the same, what did the cards say about love?
What did it say about love for you or for everybody?
for me.
Well, here's the thing, and you're right. I mean, the cards can be a little bit like the Oracle of Delphi, where they say one thing and it can be taken a couple of different ways. And so I like to try to hone in on things. That's why it's a little bit difficult when we do these five-minute readings, these three-card five-minute readings. It's a little bit difficult to give really accurate, direct knowledge about or insight about a situation. We do the best we can here. So for you, love is interesting because what your first two cards are wands, representing your personal energy. They also represent the inner fire, the creativity aspect of you. And I think that's how I'm going to read this, Erica, is a little bit more about your creativity than anything else. That Ten of Wands is the ending of something and the beginning of something new. The picture shows a man who's carrying, he's got all the wands all together. He's got them bundled. He's carrying them together nice and neat back to his home or his village. Something has been created, and what you get to do now is you get to show that thing off. And the second card that you have here is the King of Wands. Now, earlier I talked about the King of Swords and how you don't get much yangier than the King of Swords. Yeah, the King of Wands is pretty yangy himself. He's another king sitting on a throne, big, long phallic symbol in his hand, right? So what I see here, not you as masculine or overly yang necessarily, but I see this amazing creativity that can course through you. That it may just be that you're an artist of some sort, but I think what it is you're getting a chance to create what you want, to change what's been going on in the past, to re-examine things, to say, no, I don't want that anymore. I'm going to create something different. Now, your final card tonight, Erica, is the Two of Cups. That's a pretty good card. That's really a pretty good indicator that some kind of a relationship is in your future. I'm not going to say love here. I'm going to say a relationship. because you're going to find someone that you relate to. Twos represent, it takes two to tango. A two is a couple of people, but it's a balancing of opposing forces. It could be duality. It could be the yin and the yang. I think with you, it's really a bringing of things together, and cups represents your heart. So this is your emotional state. So bringing together some kind of an emotional situation where you are balancing each other. Now, beyond that, I don't have a lot of detail, but I think that overall, for a general question, we can answer yes. There is relationships in your future. I'm not saying love necessarily, but you have to have the relationship before the love starts. Okay.
Mhm. Oh, and is there a reason? Huh?
Go ahead. Is there a reason for what?
Is there a reason why I got like minor arcana?
No. I mean, we shuffle the cards. We shuffle them, and this is what you know. There's nothing major going on in your life at this point in time, according to the cards.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there is. The question that you asked is an open question, and it's kind of a common question, to be honest. It's not
yeah.
entirely specific about your relationship issues, but you didn't require something. You didn't require the Lover's card or the Death card or the Tower card or something major in the major arcana system at all. The King card comes up. That's a pretty powerful card. Major
mm-hmm.
arcana are interesting, but they're not the be-all, end-all, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right,
thanks for the call, Erica. I appreciate you calling in tonight.
Thank you, Erica.
Let's see. We have got still a load of calls here for the show. We've got Lucy, who's been on hold the next longest. Lucy, you are now live with Tarot Jeff. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jared. Hi, Jeff. Thank you. Happy holidays, guys.
Happy holidays, Lucy.
I have a question in regards to love. I think I found something, and I want to see what the cards say.
I think I found something, she says. Uh-oh. You didn't just find it laying in the gutter or something, did you?
No.
Okay. All right. We got to clarify some of these things sometimes, Lucy. Lucy, here's what you get for the cards tonight. One of these cards really just jumped right out, and as I was shuffling, it fell right onto the desk here. What I'm going to say about this card is we're going to call this an extra card because it just jumped out, and I was pulling three other cards here. So your very first card, and I'll get to the extra card in a minute. The very first card is the Magician. It's a major arcana, and it represents creativity. It represents the ability to communicate in public. But it also represents someone who has a lot of tricks in their bag, someone who's skilled, someone who knows how to handle themselves in a really good professional way. So I'm reading you in that situation. You're the Magician in this case. Your second card tonight, Lucy, is the Seven of Swords. Sevens, they represent struggle. They represent a little bit of soul searching, the need for discipline, but self-discipline in how you think. And so rather than let your brain run away with you, you got to kind of reel that powerful mind of yours in and say, all right, stop overthinking the situation, and let's get some motion on the matter. And your third card here is the Knight of Swords, and that does represent getting some motion on the matter. So I think your abilities as a Magician, Lucy, are very, very strong. What happens, though, is you only rely on your brain sometimes, and that's what the Seven of Swords is all about. Get control of that. And the Knight of Swords says, okay, you know what you've got. Why do you keep questioning it? Just start moving on it. And so that Knight of Swords is all about motion of thought, getting what you think is true in motion, and that requires some risk on your part, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you think you found something, you say. Here's what I think you found. The King of Pentacles came up as the card, the extra card, the one that jumped out at us. And so that king is a very strong king. He's someone who's balanced, who has achieved a status in life of balanced possessions, balanced health, balanced anything that's physical, anything in the physical world. So that's what I'm seeing as the person that you found. That's pretty good to find a king who's wealthy and got his home paid off and and things like that. That's kind of what I'm looking at here. Now, it may be that this doesn't have anything to do with money at all. It just may be that this is a very strong person physically. And by that I mean strong in vitality, not necessarily strong like a weightlifter, but a very powerful, vital person at the same time, someone who has a love of life, a joie de vivre. So I'm going to say, get out of your brain, Lucy. Get out of your brain. Stop thinking so hard about it and just start moving ahead. Just start going for it, okay? Because,
okay.
Yeah, King of Pentacles comes up. Pretty powerful card. That's truly what you found? Man, oh, man. Let us know when the wedding is, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Lucy. Have a great night. Thanks for the call. Happy Thanksgiving. And our next caller is Alfina. Alfina, you are live with Tarot Jeff. Welcome back to the show.
Yes, hello.
Hello, Alfina.
Hey.
Did I ask my question?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, do you have a question, right?
Yes, I'm wondering about my engagement. Like, I'm wondering if the relationship really is over, or is there a possibility that we're going to work things out?
Okay. Alfina, here's what I'm going to tell you. If you're asking the question, anytime I hear a question like this, if you're asking the question, you already know the answer. All right? But let me tell you what the cards say here. The first card that you get is the Devil card. So the Devil card, contrary to being the be-all, end-all of evil that certain Christian iconographers would have you believe, the Devil card is really the rebel. He's the opposite of tradition. He questions the rules of society and religion. But the Devil card, when it comes up in a situation like this, really is kind of opposing the status quo. So if you were already engaged, we're opposing that status quo with this card. What we're seeing is that someone is not about this. Truly, at the base, at the heart, they're really not about this. They're not about getting back together. They're not about proceeding apace at all. Now, I got to tell you, this is probably the rarest card to come up in any readings that I do. I've been doing it for 15, 20 years now, and the Devil card just doesn't come up that often. So when it does, I really pay close attention to it. This is not somebody that's evil, that's out to get you. It's just someone that's not there for your benefit at this moment in time, okay?
Well, now, right now we're kind of not speaking to each other, so
yeah. So you understand where we're going with this, right? Now, sometimes the Devil card is all about seeing things from a different point of view, getting, you know, rebelling against things. And sometimes if you get it for, if it's your personal reading, I kind of like it. I kind of like it when somebody gets it personally, because I sort of like people who break tradition and go off on their own path. But in this case, this is a situation that's come to a conclusion, and at least as far as somebody is concerned. And you can't drag anybody along, like Dr. Phil says. You can't make anybody fall in love with it, right? So your second card is the Moon. The Moon card comes up. It's nighttime. It's a time for reflection. It's a time for just thinking about what you want. It's those moments of nighttime where there's deep, deep thoughts. It's spiritual insight. And I think this is what you've got now. You've got some time to yourself, time to be alone in the night. We talk about the dark night of the soul, where we seem to be just buried in trouble and there's no light. There's always light. There's always light. We just might not be able to see it because our eyes are closed. So that's why we say insight. So it's not the sight that we see with our eyes. It's the sight that we see within. And so this is your time. This is your time to take to get some insight upon yourself, upon your life, on what you want to do. Now, your third card is the Strength card. This is a lovely card. I wish that I would see this card a little bit more often for people, but I see it with you. I see this as representative of you. It's personal power, physical attributes, and abilities. It's a woman, a beautiful woman in a long flowing robe. She has garlands about her waist, garlands about her head. She has a lion next to her, and based on your interpretation of the picture, she's either petting the lion or pushing the lion's mouth closed. Either way, you have to be pretty strong to stand next to a lion, reach down and touch it, right? And this is a strong, strong woman who comes out on top of the game all the time. Now, she's not overpowering the lion. She's not conquering it. She's not killing it. She's just subduing it. She's just getting the lion to do what she wants it to do. So I'm going to tell you, this is three cards, all major arcana, and they go from the Devil to the Strength card, the Devil, the Moon, the Strength card. And this is a good reading for you. You're out of a situation. Okay, think of it this way. Think of it as you're out of a situation that probably was going to disintegrate anyway. And you, being a strong person, you probably could have held it together for a long, long time. But why would you do that to yourself? Why would you hold something together that's not working when you can start something that will work for you, okay? So that's what I have for you tonight. I know we took a little extra time on that, Garrett, but
that's good.
Yeah, this is an important call for you tonight. So what we want to do is we want to make you focus on that Strength card as your eventuality, all right? And we're doing a short reading here tonight, but that's pretty powerful reading, my friend, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Alfina. Have a good night. And just a real quick reminder for everybody who's listening tonight, if you want to spend more time with Jeff, because, again, this five might be a generous 6 or 7 minute reading, but you get a 5 minute reading with Jeff on the show tonight. If you would like more time with him, you can email him at tarotjeff@gmail.com. The email is right there on the show page. You can just copy and then paste it into your email and go directly there. His normal hourly rate is $120. You get a 25% discount for being a listener to the show, so it's $90. And if you don't want to do a full hour, you can do a half an hour for $50. He doesn't do half an hour sessions with anybody. Also, at the end of the show, so if you are listening to the show and you just usually hang up right after your call or something like that, that's always cool. But at the end of the show, Jeff always pulls a card for the entire listening audience for the entire week. So you want to stay tuned to the very end of the show because he pulls that card last. He will then post it the following day on his Facebook fan page. You can like it by just clicking the link on the show page right there. It says, make sure to like Jeff's Facebook fan page by clicking here. It's that easy. So, you know, we just want to make it easy for you guys. We've got two more callers for tonight. Next call is Nicole, then we'll go to Louise next. So, Nicole, thank you for being so patient and waiting. You are live with Tarot Jeff.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Nicole. I'm good.
Thank you so much for this time and space. My question is, I've just been feeling a little, very restless and unsettled, and, you know, I guess another tone of anger on the inside, and I've just kind of been watching my emotions, and I'm trying to decipher whether there's changes that I need to make on the outside of my daily life. Or is it more internal and something that I need to cultivate and move and clear within? And just an example has just been, like, it's been showing up a lot at work, just being frustrated and irritated with my coworkers, and they're not doing anything wrong, but I'm wondering, is it time for me to go and move forward? Or is the unsettling more on the inside? And if I go somewhere else, I'll have the same issue because it's something within me.
That's likely the most insightful and excellent question I've had in a long, long time. Now, not to say that the other questions we've had have been without purpose. They're all important. But I think that with your question, what you're really doing is you're setting an example for a lot of other people because you're saying, is it me? And you're looking at yourself first. And that's wonderful.
Yeah.
You're not reaching out to blame anybody. You're also not saying, I'm a victim, and nothing like that. And part of your question, you said, is it time for me to move forward? it's almost always time to move forward. Sometimes it's time to stay still. Sometimes it's time to step backwards. But even stepping backwards, if you're stepping backwards because you're blocked, that's still a form of moving forward, right? Now, for you, right, the first card that you got is the Five of Wands. And let me just describe the picture. It's five people. They all have these big sticks, and they're all hitting each other. There's no sides. There's no team. There's five people, and they're all hitting each other with their wands. So it shows a struggle. And what I see here, if we're just looking at you as the individual, we're not looking at five other people around you. We're not looking at you and four other people. We're just looking at you. And so this is your energy. Kind of going back and forth, and you're beating yourself up a little bit here. And so I want you to really understand that you're the one that's beating yourself up. There's probably some kind of regret going on here. There's probably some kind of anger going on here that is fueled by, I always say that anger is pain carried from the past. Fear is pain borrowed from the future. Okay? So whatever is going on in the past, you got to understand that history is not destiny, Nicole, and you got to move past that. Now, your second card is a major arcana, the Moon card. This is the third time this card's come up tonight, and I'm just astonished how that happens. The Moon card comes up. This is you taking time for yourself. This is you going to a quiet place. This is you gaining some insight, spiritual insight, just like you're doing tonight, calling in. A little spiritual insight for you. This is you breathing out the yang energy and breathing in the yin energy. You've got to take some time for yourself. And we're coming up to some quiet energies in the near future. I open the show. We're talking about the wonky energy of astrology right now. It could be that, but I think that it's that coupled with a lot of things that you are just holding on to, okay? So go deep. With your meditation, go deep with your conceptualizing, your prayers, whatever you say, and just breathe out whatever it is. If you feel the need to cry, if you need to, you don't even have to know what it is, Nicole. You just have to let that energy go, okay? Don't go to the brain and say, why, what is it? This isn't psychoanalysis. This is just you letting go of the energy of this anger. Now, it may be the people around you are a little prickly and a little angry themselves. Everybody's being affected by this energy, so no one is really cooperating at all. Honestly, look at the government. Nobody's cooperating with the government. Why? Nobody knows. Nobody's cooperating around the world. Why? Nobody knows. They're just not cooperating with each other. So don't beat yourself up over that fact either. It's just sort of the way the world is at the moment. But you can do a lot by just going deep. Now, your outcome card here, the Queen of Wands, comes up. This is a great card. This is beautiful. This is the Queen is the yin energy, the Wands is the yang energy.
Mm-hmm.
She's holding a sunflower in one hand and the wand in the other. She's got a little black cat at her feet looking out at the audience here. She's sitting quietly, peacefully on her throne. And so that's your outcome card. That's your eventuality. I have no doubt. Seeing this card, that you're going to make it through this situation. If you feel like you need to move from where you're working now to some other place, do it with thought and compassion. Grow towards something. Don't run away from anything, okay? And I think that's part of the issue, is you've been running away from stuff for a little while, okay? So that's what we have time for tonight.
Awesome.
Let us know how that works out for you, okay? But I think you're going to make it through this, all right? Just go a little bit deeper on this stuff, okay?
Thank you. Bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Nicole. Have a great Thanksgiving. Wish you the best. And our last call for tonight is going to be Louise. Louise, thanks for being so patient and waiting. You are live with Tarot Jeff.
Thank you very much. Thank you for taking my call. I'm enjoying the show.
Well, thank you, Louise.
I'll make it really quick. Mine is basically about stress, health, money, and what's to come. So once you all the time, right? At least it wasn't love, right?
Yeah, you didn't have love in there, but that's good because we only got three cards. So stress, health, and love. Here's what we got.
No, stress, health, and money.
Yeah, that's good. So stress, health, and
love.
Money. You got the Three of Pentacles for stress. The Three of Pentacles, threes are all about positive progress. It's about intuition. It's about moving forward. Think about a tricycle. Tricycles are the first vehicle that we usually have as children that we get moving forward on. So it takes some time to get motion on some of this stuff. But my point about this is if you're under stress, get in motion. Start moving around. Walk around. I've got a little thing on my phone that tells me I have to walk 10,000 steps every day, and if I don't make it, it yells at me. So I wish I could say I made it more often than I do, but it yells at me every now and then. But set up a little program for yourself and start to move a little bit more. It doesn't have to be a lot. You don't have to buy a membership to the gym. You don't have to join the yoga clubs. Nothing like that. Just a little bit of movement. A little bit of movement. Sway a little bit. Move your arms in circles. Something like that, okay? And that'll help relieve your stress. All right? Now, health, the magician card comes up. You know everything you need to know about your health. You know more about your health than any doctor is going to ever be able to tell you. And the trick is, magician, to just do it. Just do what you know is the right thing to do, okay? So
when you pick
up that cookie, you know what to do with that cookie. Put it back down. Don't even buy it in the first place.
Wrong
right?
answer. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. I mean, Thursday's Thanksgiving.
Well, you know, you can do healthy stuff through Thanksgiving as well. Just
absolutely.
Make sure to get back on track after the day is over.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, what was your third one? Stress, health,
money.
You have the three of wands that comes up. Now, you started with a three. You're ending with a three. The wands is about your personal energy. Once again, motion, motion, motion. And I think that you can kind of combine the two things, the stress and the money, by getting out of the house, walk around, go and whatever, wherever you're at. Go to the mall if it's cold. Don't risk your life in the snow, okay, in the snow and the ice, but do what you can to get out, to be with other people, and to talk and say, this is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for this. Now, you don't want to be bugging people. Hey, you got a job for me? Hey, you got a job for me? You don't want that, because that just induces stress in everybody else. You just want to talk to people. You just want to be yourself. You're the magician. That magician card is right in the middle. People want you. They just don't know where you're at. All right?
Okay.
So that's what I got for you tonight. Get out. Show people your tricks, okay?
Okay.
You're going to be okay in this series. If you can do that, you'll be fine.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Louise.
Thank
you. Have a great holiday. Thanks, Louise. That was what a great way to wrap up the show tonight. We're going to end on time as well. So, Tarot Jeff, we are 2 minutes away to the second to close the show. Can you tell us what the audience card is for the night?
The audience card, and for the whole world, people spread this out. Tell people about this stuff, okay? Because we want the world to succeed. We live in the world. We are the world. We aren't observers only. We are part of this. And the card that we have tonight is the Ten of Pentacles. Tens represent endings. They also represent beginnings. Something that's been complete is now fulfilled. Our responsibility to the past is over. We start something brand new. Our responsibility now is to the future. This is the Ten of Pentacles. It's about our physical world. It's about the people we interact with. Take a deep breath, everybody. Let go of the hate. Start to take responsibility for yourself. Let go of the victimization. Start moving forward. The world is a good place to be. It's a beautiful world. It's not a safe world. Take responsibility. Move forward. Look to the future with real, real hope. Real, genuine hope. That's what I got for everybody tonight.
Fantastic. And before we close the show tonight, I want to remind everybody, tomorrow we have two guests in one show. I never do that, but just from scheduling, I had to get these guys on when I could. Our first guest is going to be young music sensation from England. His name is Mackenzie Soule. He's going to be here to talk about his new Christmas single, the remake of The Christmas Song. Cute kid, being compared to Justin Bieber before Justin Bieber became, you know, like Justin Bieber. So you got to tune in tomorrow night. Mackenzie Soule will be live with us in the first half hour. And in the second half hour, if you remember the TV show Everybody Hates Chris, he's also been in other movies and TV shows. He's filming a brand new sitcom right now. Model, comic, actor, super-duper guy, Melvin Jackson Jr. is going to be the VIP special guest star for the second half of the Wednesday, I've said the Wednesday night dance party, but the Wednesday show tomorrow night. So I hope you all tune in. And if you like the show, make sure to favorite us on either Spreaker or on Blog Talk Radio and follow us so you can get the latest updates anytime you want. And we will see you live tomorrow night on Wednesday. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks to the listeners. Call back next week.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.